Welcome into the closet. Happy Tuesday. Today we are a little late on loading this. We had meetings all day yesterday, so did not get this uploaded, but we are coming to you on Tuesday, December 19th. Today we have a great episode for you. We actually talk about What the Health and analyze some of the things that are in What the Health and hopefully clear some questions up that people may have on that subject. Today, we also have some big news dropped by Shane Segebarth at Shane Segebarth, and we'll get to that at the end. But I think you guys are really going to like this episode. Thank you again for listening, and let's get this thing rolling. Welcome to another episode of The Gym Closet. We are joined today in The Gym Closet by the same two guys that I'm always joined in here with. I am T.R. Crave Strong, Crave with a K. I'm here with at Shane Segebarth and at Jordan.Hildreth. What is going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Not a lot. Not a little drunk.
A little drunk.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Wednesday. We're recording this on a Wednesday, so Wednesday by 8. That's perfectly
cute. Let's go.
Right? Well, time for bed when it comes around.
I nearly
right?
slept through the podcast. Yes.
I got that snap right before you. Was it a snap that you sent?
Yeah,
or
it was
a text
snap.
Or something?
No, it was a snap. I don't remember actually.
He said, "Wow, this bed's feeling really comfy right now." I was like, "Oh shit, he might not make it in."
Nearly didn't. Bed was awfully comfortable. Cool, 71 degrees in my room with the fan blowing.
Nice.
Always got to have the fan going.
You do?
Yeah.
In your room to sleep or in your apartment? I don't know.
In my room to sleep.
I enjoy the fan running. Just depends if it gets too cold. But with the little guy, we got to keep our house kind of warm. So the fan's usually a good idea.
Right.
Anything going on? Last weekend we had
a fucking party.
All three of us did last weekend.
Yeah, I feel like you two were feeling a little worse on Sunday than I was.
I was feeling great.
I felt terrible. I thought I was gonna die.
Yeah, we always just forget. Like, so Amber and I had Amber's mom and aunts came, so we had the day where they wanted to play with Pierce all the time, and so they babysat for us, and we went out. And we always forget every single time we go out, like the next day, you have a kid still. So it's like 6:30 comes around and you have to wake up at 6:30 regardless. But luckily he loves to sleep during the day too. So we took a couple naps and then
you didn't feel real bad about waking us up with a text message at 6:30 either.
No.
My phone was on loud.
My phone was on silent 100% of the time.
That's good. I don't even remember what I text.
It was like nothing.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful people.
I don't text that shit. What did I say?
No, I don't remember what you said, but I just remember waking up, and it was like that. Do you guys see that episode of SpongeBob where Squidward's eyes pop open? Yeah. Like, that was me when you sent that text.
That's awesome.
Fuck. But it was a good time. I think we all had a good time.
I did not play. Oh, we did not play. Beer pong, very good.
No, we were not very good at
the pool
game
pong or whatever.
Yeah,
I didn't play very well
I wasn't feeling it from over there.
Nope.
Oh, it was because...
The onesie people kind of blew my mind, though.
Oh, yeah, lots of
Wait,
onesies.
Who was...
The ugly sweater
some
onesies.
Girls dancing when we first got in there.
That party bus showed up.
What I was responding to was a text from the last night that, that we took as a note to talk about in this podcast.
Shout out to G Wood.
What was the note?
Story.
What did it say?
It said, from Jordan, Shane is the sexiest white dude Garrett's girlfriend has ever met.
Yeah.
No, that's what Garrett said.
Garrett said that to his girlfriend. No, Garrett said that to you, and I was standing next to you. And you were like, we got to bring that up at the podcast. And I was like, all right, I'll send it as a note.
He said that to his girlfriend, though. This is the sexiest white dude you'll ever see.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a compliment regardless. Yeah. I don't care who it comes from.
Right. I'll
That's
take
awesome.
It.
Well, if you have
joining us for the first time, thank you. We hope to share some good information with you. This podcast, we do a lot of different things. We bullshit quite a bit, but a lot of it is good information that involved in the fitness industry, business, whatever the case may be. Any information that you'd like to see, go ahead. There's three things that you can do for us. We'll start it off by this. If you can rate, subscribe, and...
Like.
No.
Review.
Like. Review.
Review.
Three things, not four. Not like. I don't think like is the review, kind of.
Okay.
Or no, the rate. Rate, right. Review.
Rate.
Subscribe, yep. Rate, review. Those are the three that you can do for us. And if you want to suggest any topics like that we talk about, he just wants friends, guys. Just give him a like.
Hey, I'm back open.
No, okay. Hey, what's the occasion?
We'll talk about it later.
All right, deal. But if you leave a review or throw us a message on any of our social medias, we will get to that topic in eventual podcasts. But today is...
Actually, real quick on that topic, aren't we supposed to talk about why Shane doesn't tie his shoes during
workouts? Oh, yes, yes. And so, yeah, let's start with one segment here, listener questions. And today's listener question comes in, and we're supposed to ask Shane, Are you really an athlete if you're not tying your shoes for your workouts?
I've never tied my shoes in any athletic event in my life.
Okay, but that doesn't answer the question.
What was the actual question?
Are you an athlete? Does that say that athlete. You've never in your whole life?
I played against OJ Mayo and Greg Oden, so you judge me.
That doesn't mean
anything.
Wait, were
your shoes untied?
Yes.
Not an athlete.
Disagree.
Maybe you would have went as far as they did if you had your shoes tied.
Could have. But look at them now. Not tied.
Well, mine aren't tied right now. Yeah, we're also not going to
go I pick go work shoes out. On the availability of how well they feel
with the shoes untied.
I didn't tie my baseball cleats. Didn't tie my football cleats. Didn't tie my basketball shoes. Didn't try my...
I guess there was... what was the dude's... Shoes. The quarterback for Michigan. You weren't fast enough in track.
Denard.
You
Robinson. Yeah. I was more of a mid-distance runner. So
I was going to say, if you were fast enough, you would have ran right out of them. Right. That's cool.
Right. Guess that
never happened.
No. Denard Robinson was shoelaces.
Nice. Yes. Okay. And today we are going over
What the
documentary. I was about to just get real into it real quick. But What the Health documentary is kind of what we will be discussing today. We've gotten a lot of, even just before we were talking about how many people talk about this documentary and may or may not, you know, depending on what side they are on, either they're asking a question because they can't believe it and it's sounds dumb, which a lot of times, you know, you can take that and run with it. But then, you know, some of the people are actually curious if some of this stuff is fact or fiction. So I made both of these guys watch
this. This was homework.
Yeah, we had homework.
This is
homework. We are
awful.
We're very dedicated to this podcast to make everybody
if we
watch
save
the
anybody
film.
From watching this by this podcast.
You're right.
You're
you welcome.
Are hugely welcome.
Yes. Like us if
right. 5 because I didn't watch What the Health. But yeah, so you know, today we're going to talk about some of the things that got, you know, that they got right. And after that quick 5-second segment, we will talk about a lot of the other stuff that the reason maybe that it was wrong or whether it was embellished or what the case may be. You know, the first thing that I want to kind of point out to everybody is this is a documentary on Netflix and their number one job is to get views. And so if they don't make it entertaining or they don't, if it's boring and they may have a lot of facts that, you know, but nobody watches it, then the documentary doesn't go very far. So their number one goal is to get this documentary out and make it interesting and make it scary or make it, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever the goal they had, then just, you know, that entertainment is a big part of this entire thing. So keep that in mind, you know, when you watch anything that has to, you know, any documentary, anything that's claiming to do things like that, look at the sources, you know, and who pays for it, who produces it, that kind of stuff. This film was produced by, what's his name? Jock, no. That he was
Kip
just,
Anderson.
No, he's just the reporter, dude.
Oh, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, yeah. Yes, Joaquin Phoenix. And
the robot lover guy?
Yes. Her. Yep,
her.
That's the movie he was in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
really good Johnny Cash, though.
And that Alien movie. What is that Alien movie where the aliens come to? Signs.
Alien?
He was in Signs?
He's in Signs, wasn't he?
Like, was he really? That was a long time. I was like a kid when Signs came out.
I'm pretty sure he was the guy that like swung the baseball bat at the end.
For
like,
real?
I'm pretty sure. We got to look this up because I might have just reported it,
it's Men in Black.
Fake news.
How do you spell his name?
J-O-A-Q-U-I-N, I believe.
That's the thing is, if you saw his name, you would not know how to say it. But anyway, so he was a producer of the film, and I mean, he has a lot of ties to PETA, and so you know that may have had an impact on the results that they found is, you know, who's producing it, what the interest of that company is, and we'll get to that both good and bad here in a little bit. But what did you guys think of the overall film?
I started it three different times.
I did the same thing when I watched it.
And so I couldn't make it through like the first 10-15 minutes. Just the guy's personality, the way he kind of carried himself and everything like that. Now, that's from a personality.
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix is in
Signs. Isn't it Joaquin?
Is it? I don't know. Yeah. You look at that name and
Joe Kim Noah.
That's yeah.
But
that's,
yeah, so I mean it. Overall, I mean it raises some points. Whether or not those are good points, you know, I feel like as we've talked about in previous podcasts, that's something that you personally need to research, or you need to reach out to somebody who you feel like you trust and research. You know, working in agribusiness type risks in my day-to-day job, you know, I have food experts who I would trust 10 times more so than this hippie guy. You know,
you just really disliked the
no, it's not, it's really not about that,
just
it's
really
just
disliked the dude that was, you know, all the reporting.
Yes. And we talked, Jordan,
I want to get that right out of the way, like the things we're going to talk about are the truth and they make sense, but that fucking asshole that did the actual interview, I've never wanted to punch somebody in the face so bad my entire life.
Right,
everything he did was to make himself look cool. He was like the definition of one of those, like, puff his chest out and let everybody know what he's doing type of guys.
He's a vegan.
Oh, yeah.
But,
dude, when he's
so much,
this made me so mad.
What,
self-righteousness is what I, yes, like, got.
Yeah,
out of
yeah, him. A lot of that. But
the movie
there's,
in and of itself,
he was
even
just
though
so
a lot of it wasn't
passive,
true.
He was so passive-aggressive.
Yes!
On everything, and that is the most
even
annoying
though a lot
thing
of it wasn't true,
world.
It was watchable, except for this asshole.
Right.
Yeah. It was unbearable.
Right.
Oh.
And we'll talk about it a little later, too, but the one guy that he interviewed that I thought had the most the most actual knowledge on the topic that they were talking about, he then tried to just throw like a random study out, and the guy was like, no, I really am not going to get into the, I'm not going to go study for study with you that you pull out the study. And then he's like, well why not?
Dude,
all I want to do is want to know why.
Full of notes, and this guy's totally, he's like, fuck you.
Right.
I'm not doing
this
shit. You obviously came ready to just throw this shit at me.
I'm not
prepared for
this. I'm not going to debate you when you have, you know, when you're sitting here doing that. But that study that he threw out was super correlation anyway. So it's like, I would have just really.
Well, it's like being, you know, a math-ish type guy before, like, he would throw out stats like, you know, processed meat. And now I know processed meat isn't the best for you. But he would say, you know, it's a 20% increase for colon cancer over, you know, your normal diet.
I was eating my processed deli meat sandwich.
So was I. That's
the
funny thing.
The happiest coincidence of my life.
And it's funny because, like, I was looking at it, and males in general have a 5% chance for colon cancer in their life. So in with eating processed meats, apparently they have a 6% chance of, right. So that's a 1% chance increase. So 1% chance increase over the base increase of 5%.
Right.
That's 1 of 5. That's a 20% increase. But they blow that 20% so out of proportion, you know, they don't explain that whatsoever.
Yeah, and they do it in a lot of the stuff right. that they do. You know?
Most of their stats throughout that movie, that's just something that stuck in my mind. Because I was eating that processed meat sandwich, I'm like, oh, shit, you know? And then so right. I was looking at it, you know, and doing my research like we've talked about. I'm like, oh, so it's a 1% increase. Okay, you know, right. I'm good.
One out of 100%
right.
is the increase. Right. It increases it 20%, but it's so low that doesn't matter.
I don't know,
anything.
Dude. I heard that eating an egg is the same as having 5 cigarettes a day for your lifespan.
That was
you're fucked because you're smoking like 60 cigarettes
that was so
a day. Then
it's like, now hold on 1 second. Are you even going to try to be realistic when you scare us at this point? An egg is 5 cigarettes. Yeah. Then why the fuck isn't everybody dead right now?
And that's the thing is they wanted
what
to.
What do you mean?
They wanted to use scare tactics the entire time because they were.
But be a little
obviously
more tactical.
That's, right. Yeah. That was just outlandish. Like, I don't know many people that would think that is correct. And the reason that they did that was because they were both on the carcinogen list. And the reason eggs were is because it's a raw egg that it could be contaminated with E. coli, right?
And salmonella, right?
Salmonella, yeah. So that's why it's on a carcinogen, not even just being cooked and eaten for the purpose of this film was trying to prove, but because it can cause disease, you know? And so that just another example. But okay, so I wanted to start with after we got that out of our system a little bit.
Yeah, I feel better.
That's all the review I had. So,
that's all the notes. We're done talking about it. So, but the first thing I wanted to talk about is kind of what they got correct and things that, you know, make sense and are backed by the facts, you know, and they're not really bending too much out of proportion. Number one I had was like the bad conditioning for raising either pigs, chickens, probably not too much cattle. Most cattle.
I have no idea.
The one thing I haven't seen too much of is the cattle, because the cattle, from what I've been here in the Midwest, all I see is
fields
yeah. of cattle. And
the pig thing was new for me. That thing about South Carolina having that many pigs.
North Carolina.
Thank you.
Is it North Carolina?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was.
That's a ton of pig, though, huh?
Damn. Yeah, the shit statistic where I was like, I don't know, that's a lot of pigs. That's probably true. That's disgusting.
Right. that was what's crazy is like those pig farms and stuff, and they're here in the Midwest, and so I've driven by, and it's just rancid. And you see those like when you fly over and when you're in a plane or whatever, you can see like the pools, which are
lagoons.
When I was growing up, I thought they were. Like lakes, like yeah. I was like, why
go swim? Look,
right,
go well, for a yeah, quick I'm little
like,
dive. I'm
just wondering, like, why did a man-made lake just make a big square? Like, why wouldn't they cement it in and make it a pool? Like, this is weird to me. But then I knew, yeah. Then I found out that's what it was. But you know, the harsh conditions and the way that they treat animals, you know, that's one thing that I think they shined a light on. They didn't do a great job of reporting on that. I would have actually like that being a actual big deal and people have seen this and that kind of stuff, they kind of skipped over that kind of stuff to do some more outlandish
points. How much of it could they report on? Because wasn't that one of the things they talked about were like the ag quiet laws or whatever? What were they talking about?
Basically, you couldn't take
some videos of stuff like
that's
that.
That's true. Yeah,
the ag laws. But
I don't know.
A lot of it is done right. So yeah. I would say 95% of raising animals is done correctly. So that 5% that PETA sees and exploits,
yeah.
You're gonna get coverage of that. Coming from an ag family, you know, my brother
what
works on
code?
A 712, brother. God's country. So my brother, you know, raised cattle most of his life for a local farmer. My aunt and uncle are in charge of a hog farm like that. I've actually been in there. You know, I've got to castrate pigs you know, spray that shit down into the funnel to go to the lagoon. I've actually supervised the local animal protein plant of spraying that shit onto an alfalfa field. So it is at all times controlled and all that shit. But sure, they can dig into it deeper, but a lot of that stuff is, in my mind, overblown.
Right.
You know, it's just like,
well, and then, you know, you might not hear where you experience something. Maybe someone doesn't live. How far away were they? I mean, that house was probably
2 miles.
Less than that, I think.
Then, that house on the movie?
That house on the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been half mile.
Yeah,
you know?
That guy was
a dick. But we have...
were like, he sprays whenever we're outside. If we're barbecuing, he starts to spray.
Right. Well, right. And then, but what they really said was, we really like doing stuff on Sundays, and he only sprays on Sundays at this time. Well, find
so do
him.
Your
That's
shit
perfect.
On Saturdays.
Find another day to do your stuff when he has a scheduled spray.
I'll bet that son of a bitch would have sprayed around him.
Oh,
I bet
yeah.
you he just switched it up. They go out on a Saturday, boom, spray. I'm telling you, that guy was a son of a bitch.
You never know.
You never know, because you never met the guy. Could be in a girl.
Oh.
We're not sexist here.
Right.
Right?
Sorry.
Go, ladies.
Right? Yeah, and then the second thing that I had that I thought they were correct on is drugs are bad.
Which ones?
Overly done pharmaceuticals are bad.
I agree.
Opiates. Opiates. Yeah. You know, are there's a ton of studies out there that opiates hurt and damage you, you know. So part of what they had said was the disease the organizations that are trying to do
like the American Heart Association,
right.
The Lung Association,
those that are trying to take care of the diseases, the pharmaceutical companies are trying to pay them a ton of money, and that's how the pharmaceuticals got in there, because if they basically said that they're in collusion and the pharmaceuticals makes money off of sick people. So they were
basically
saying,
I would 100% agree with that.
I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can see it pharmaceutically. Well, yeah. You know, we're the only country that
big
allows...
Big pharma.
Right.
Just...
We're the only country that actually allows pharmaceutical companies to advertise to us directly.
Right.
You know, other countries, they just advertise to the doctor. The doctor can pick the best one, you know.
But whoever gives them the most money, but
right.
Regardless.
But if you have a catchy jingle and you go into the doctor and you have what one of the list of 47 things that they said at the end of that commercial that you have, you know, this cause
anal
this
leakage. Well, love that
side effects. Yeah. But all the things that they say it cures, and you go in and then have that jingle in your head, you're going to say that drug to the doctor, and the doctor's going to be like, oh yeah, I can definitely prescribe you that.
Here's your script.
So, yeah. So, you know, that was another thing. Pharmaceuticals, in my opinion,
kind of interesting that they pointed
correct.
Out that whoever's sponsoring something, like, they could have a hidden agenda, and then it's PETA sponsoring this movie.
Right.
Entire time.
Wait, you mean the thing you guys are doing? What are you talking about? I understand what you're saying. It makes sense, but you're doing that.
Right. And that's the thing, is kind of everybody does that. And
yeah.
And that's what, you know, so this is in the research community a lot, is that there's so many arguments about, oh, well, this person funded this study, so it may not be accurate. Well, it's not necessarily, I mean, they explain these studies inside of the study. So all of these articles that are peer-reviewed articles that are coming out, you know, they may be funded by one person, but as long as they're done correctly and the research is the research and they can prove, you know, and they can prove that and they do the research correctly, you know, is there going to be foul play? There's always going to be in today's world, you know, but there's not going to be very much. If you don't take money when you get it, especially in the research field, there's not a lot of money to go around. So if it's done correctly, so, I mean, the film could have been done correctly. I mean, they could have gone in, and even though PETA sponsored it, and, you know, if they did it correctly and they had science-based points and made good points. I mean, we're saying that they have some things right. So if they would have done everything right and not such a huge majority of things wrong,
right,
then I wouldn't have minded PETA paying for it.
Right, and it's like you're almost making a pretty good argument, be healthier, right? That's like the underlying thing of it. So when you blow everything out of proportion, you discredit yourself, and it kind of takes away from what could have been a pretty good argument. They had a good basis, be healthier. You know, maybe not everybody needs to eat steak every day. That's probably true, but in moderation, you're going to be fine. But these guys, you know, saying if you eat a steak a day, you're going to die when you're 40. Yeah. I mean, there was no wiggle room to the things that they were saying. They were so hemmed in on, like, this will happen
well,
if
that's,
you do
well,
this.
That's when you get, like that's when you get into the zealots and the people that are, like, they almost have a religious belief about a scientific fact. Yep. Like, eating sugar is the devil. Like, it will kill you, you know, and they take weird points from different studies and cram them into this just argument that makes no sense and whatever, you know, that fits their narrative and their box. But, you know, so then it becomes a belief, right? If anybody ever argues with you about a fact and they say, I believe this, it's not about your
using
beliefs.
It as part of their personality instead of it being a belief, like that's part of their personality, like
it
I'm
is.
A good
it's,
person
and that's what's crazy
I do
it's
this.
Almost a
that,
religion
right
like,
and that's how it gets them so fired up about things, dude.
Right,
I'm a good person because I do this. I gotta murder this guy if he says I don't do this,
right? Yeah.
If I'm supposed to be a good person still, I gotta murder this guy,
right? Yeah. So I mean, guess my biggest thing with studies and everything that they did is a lot of, you know, I think we talked about it maybe before we started, is he was pulling out, you know, studies left and right, but each one was a new study. Like, a lot of the studies he was pulling out weren't replicated.
Right.
So my biggest thing is you can conduct any research you want, but if you can't replicate the results that you're getting.
So that would be a legitimate study, right? So you have to replicate to make it legitimate, right? But this is the other thing, is that could have been a legitimate study, but what he's telling people from that study is what's then wrong. If I did a study saying that, or looking at two different kind of people, one person eats sugar and the other doesn't, and the person that eats sugar also smokes 25 cigarettes a day, which is proven obviously to be bad for you, and then I say that because this person eats sugar, he's not as healthy as this other person, and completely leave out the fact that he smokes 25 cigarettes that may be the cause of being unhealthy. You know, those are the things that they don't understand. You can't take a clip, a little snippet of a study and use that as fact, because that's just not the case. And that's what they do in this film quite a bit. Well, for most of their studies. So just to kind of wrap this up, and then
of
getting
what was
back
right.
on of what
right.
was correct. Yes. So, number one, they could be correct on the bad conditions for raising these animals. The second part is, you know, drugs are bad.
Big pharma,
you know, and the third thing, was the funding that for these companies that are, they're potentially a nonprofit, but their goal is to eliminate a disease or bring awareness to a disease or whatever the case may be. They were saying those are funded by some of the people that would be a conflict of interest. So that's correct. And then the last thing I think they got correct is that overall, switching to a plant-based diet can increase health. I think switching to any diet that you do can bring health. And this was their overall thing that they wanted to back by all these studies and everything, is moving to a plant-based diet can increase your health and your body composition, and everything gets all your blood markers, body composition, body fat, weight, all of that stuff goes in the right direction. That's what basically tells somebody that you're on a healthy diet, right? The problem with their studies is they had somebody do a plant-based diet and they started losing body fat. And because of the body fat that they lost, they had healthier blood markers. They were, their body composition, they were skinnier, obviously lost body fat. And so what they're saying is you're healthy because you eat plant-based diet. And that's not the case. what a plant-based diet most likely did for these people is it put them in a caloric deficit and they lost body fat. And because of losing body fat, so eating a good diet and the calories, that's not even the cause of better health. The cause of better health is simply losing body fat. Metabolic disease is an actual disease of being too fat. That's basically the bottom line definition of what that means. That causes several different side effects, or you're at that point you're sick, right? So that's the problem. That the cause of getting healthier is losing body fat, less adipose tissue on your body. That makes you healthier. How you do that, or how you restrict calories, how you how you get into that deficit, that doesn't necessarily have to be eat plants only, right?
No, so I could put you on 4 beers a day and 25 cigarettes a day.
Right, and I'll talk about that later.
And do that same exact thing. And I know very little about nutrition.
And the cigarettes
that's just an example. They may that's not an help example.
You. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I mean, and I have a perfect study that somebody just did on themselves here in a second too, that goes along with that. But
cigarette diet?
No, not the cigarette. Pretty damn cool. You would actually associate them, you know, very similarly. I would think they have such bad connotations. But so the plant based diet. If you want to be a vegan, if you want to do a plant based diet, more power to you. If as long as you're doing it correctly and you're getting the right macros, still macros come into play no matter what. So if you're a vegetarian or you're a vegan, that's awesome. If you do it because you just want to, or if you do it because of some of the other facts that they may have pointed out in What the Health, that's awesome. Make sure you hit your macros. Make sure you hit your calories, because that having that goal in place is what's going to help you lose body fat. There are a ton of giant fat vegans that I could go to McDonald's and I could go get their, I'm sure their fries would be vegan. I don't know if they're actually, but there's some fast food restaurants, their fries would be considered vegan. So I could just,
12, please.
Right. I could just gorge on that and I would still be a vegan. And I would, if I'm eating too many calories, if I'm eating more macros than I need to, I'm going to get fat and my health markers are going to go in the bad direction. So,
but you only need 50 to 60 grams of protein a day.
Right. And that's another thing that we'll get into. yeah. Wow. They just really don't want to read different studies. Like I feel like there's like, if you are a zealot,
everybody in that film, or documentary, whatever the fuck you want to call it,
yeah,
was vegetarian or vegan, guaranteed. Right. None of them.
What about the fat guy who was talking to on the roof?
He was probably.
Yep. I was like, hey, yeah. you don't look like these other guys. Right. You're fat. All these other guys are a bunch of skinny dudes who've never eaten a piece of meat in their entire life. Right. You're telling me, like, get out of here, dude.
it was interesting. So you know. That the bottom line is a plant-based diet does not cause you to be healthy. If you reduce calories, it's all about overlying calorie macro content. That's it, period. And to prove some of those points, I wanted to bring up a couple different things. So there was a guy, this goes back to yours, Shane. There was a guy named Mark Kalb who went on, he's a professor at K-State University. He went on a Twinkie diet.
Oh, mm-hmm. I heard about this.
And
we talked about this with Andrew, right? Pardew? He talked about this a little bit, I think.
I think he did.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, so we may be touching on this again, but he basically went on a Twinkie diet. He ate only Twinkies. And that, you know, even the way that article read, I wasn't a big fan because it was then turned into, you know, trying to grab attention and clickbait. So the first title was, guy loses 27 pounds on all Twinkie diet. Well, what actually happened is he ate his macros in Twinkies. So he may have eaten 26 and two thirds of a Twinkie, who whatever the case may be throughout the day. But he also, in order to hit his protein, because Twinkies aren't high in protein, in order to hit his protein, he supplemented with a protein shake. In order to hit his micronutrients with the vitamins and minerals, he supplemented a vitamin, multivitamin. So,
I think he took a little bit of fiber too.
Right. Yeah. I think he got his fiber to get that up. But so he hit some of those marks with supplementation. But the bottom line is he ate sugar. He ate, assumably, you know, what people would perceive as like the
presumably.
Worst. What is it?
Presumably.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah.
You said assumably.
No. Wait. I said presumably.
I think
we'll
said
run the
rewind
tape.
The tape.
All right. I think I said it right. But
I think you did too.
Okay. Two to one. And he's drunk.
But I'm normally wrong.
Oh shit!
I did.
And you say words like
contrastable.
Contrastable.
There will be a contrastable shirt.
Oh god, I hope so.
Sometime, and I will wear that every day. No, but yeah, I said it right. Anyway, now I forgot what the fuck I was talking about.
I don't remember what you were talking about.
My bad. No, really, my bad. Presumably,
the Twinkie diet. Yeah, the Twinkie diet.
Presumably, the worst.
Right, and that would be presumably the worst food as far as what people think, you know, what their perception of it is. But this guy ate all Twinkies and lost 27 pounds. And guess what? His body fat went down. Muscle percentage went up. All blood markers with the health markers, cholesterol, all that kind of stuff, got better on the Twinkie diet. So, that's more to prove, you know, kind of the anti-sugar people wrong. But again, it also proves that if you cut your caloric intake and you're in a deficit, you will lose body fat, you will lose weight. The other thing that I just listened to this week on Joe Rogan's show was Dr. Sean Baker. He went on there and he actually reported on he ate nothing but meat for almost a year now. So literally, like, he didn't eat anything else, just meat. So he was the carnivore diet or whatever. And he admittedly didn't do the health markers and stuff, but he said he was going to do that after a year or something. But he basically, you know, maintains healthy body weight, and he's very active. I can't remember what he did. He run marathons or something crazy. But yeah, he was... for all purposes, healthy after
intense
eating
purposes.
All intensive purposes. There you go. That's what that
intense and purposes.
Like they're super intense purposes.
No, intense and purposes. It's not intensive purposes. I'm just learning you guys today.
Something.
Learning us.
Yep.
Where are you from?
What
area code are you from?
712, brother.
Okay. God damn it. Now I forgot what I was talking about again.
You're my man.
These English lessons are throwing me off. No, yeah, so this guy ate nothing but meat for
carnivore
a year.
Diet.
Dr. Sean Baker, yeah, and he's healthy. So, and he performs at a high level. So that was like, those are two interesting, extreme kind of diets that will prove that if you're in a caloric deficit, you will lose body fat. Losing body fat makes you healthier. That's it.
But again, like with those, to go on this serious note now, like you get to see everything about it. You know, it's not like this, what's the health? They're cherry picking shit, you know?
Right, right.
Like,
yeah.
I want to see, you know, what happens from beginning to end, what happens, you know, throughout, what constants there are, what differences there are, you
right.
know, stuff like that, where this study can now be replicated. I can do this study. If I'm doing this studies from the What the Health, like, I don't even know where to start.
Right.
You know, he's cherry picking shit. And
right.
Like,
yeah.
So when he goes into that guy's office and he's the AHA or whatever, and he's just trying to beat this guy down with all these studies, he's picking, you know, one stat from this study, one stat from this study, one stat from this study, and none of it. I mean, yeah, it looks good on his part, but you don't know, right? You don't know what to actually believe,
right? And you know what I want to get into is some of the things that they're grossly wrong, not even an opinion, but what they're grossly wrong about. The first one was high protein causes diabetes.
Yeah.
Which, how can I say this?
Didn't one of them...
It's just dumb.
What was like, the other one?
That... High protein. Okay, so what may happen is if you eat high protein, maybe you eat a ton of steak, but that also high fat. And then you may be eating your steak and potatoes and you might be fat, and being fat causes diabetes. Yeah. Metabolic disease causes diabetes. It's not eating protein does not alone. That is not an end all be all that causes diabetes. That's completely false. The second thing that they pointed out a lot with a lot of different foods, whether it be the dairy products or the eating the actual meat, is that dietary cholesterol does not equal and affect body cholesterol. So if I eat a little bit higher cholesterol in eggs, that doesn't, my blood cholesterol, that does not correlate. They are completely different things.
Can you explain that?
It's very similar to fat and fat.
Okay.
Eating fat doesn't make me fat.
Right.
Right. But it's very similar. But if I overeat to the point that all of these other factors, I'm overeating calories, and fat could attribute to that. So it's like cherry picking again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a correlation.
So cholesterol is a micronutrient?
No.
It's a lipid that affects, so it's fat, but it's a lipid that affects hormones mostly. So then there's good and bad.
If your daily recommended cholesterol is, I don't even know how they register, grams.
Right. I want to say
milligrams.
Milligrams, maybe.
Okay, so say it's 100 milligrams.
Yeah.
If you eat 150 milligrams a day, but for your body, the right. recommended is 100, and you eat 150, will you be considered high cholesterol? Will you have high cholesterol?
No,
because why not?
Because it doesn't correlate to your blood. So, my blood cholesterol does not go up. It's not like I drink more water and I get hydrated.
Right.
It's two different things. So if my blood cholesterol will go up if I overeat and gain body fat, that's what causes that. Eating foods high in cholesterol will be a way to more than likely correlate to being obese or gaining
more probable
more body
than
fat.
Not.
Right. So something that's high in cholesterol, like steak, if I ate steak every single day and I overate and ate too much fat and protein and my, you know, I was in a caloric surplus for too long and I'm inactive, that's what's going to affect my cholesterol in my blood versus my cholesterol that I eat. So
got it.
So it'll correlate, but it's not the cause.
I knew all that. I was just trying to clarify that for all of our listeners.
For the listeners. For me, that was cool. So that's number two, right? High protein, not diabetes. No, what are you talking about? Second, dietary cholesterol does not equal body cholesterol. So eating more eggs or dairy or meat with higher, eating those single items with higher cholesterol does not give you higher cholesterol or diabetes or anything like that. So those are two things that are like that. Two concepts that grossly stuck out to me. The one thing that was, and this just crumbled their credibility in my mind, is actual facts, like things that they put on the screen that they said equaled each other. I have a picture here that I'm going to pull up.
I had the subtitles on the entire time because I was eating a bag of potato chips after my processed sandwich.
Oh, that's awesome.
Within my macros, obviously.
Right, of course. You wouldn't. So, do you guys remember this one? 2,000 calories for a bowl of rice. That's 50 grams of, saying that you get 50 grams of protein from a bowl of rice, and you get 30 grams of protein from a bowl of
broccoli,
and altogether that's your 200 calories.
200, 2,000,
or 2,000. Sorry, yes, 2,000 calories. That's your 2,000 calories. So if you only, what they're saying is, if you only ate the rice and the broccoli, you would get 80 grams of protein. That's what they're stating in this picture. Okay, let's do a little bit of math here, and the best thing about this is, okay, if I wanted to get what they said, 30 grams of protein out of broccoli, I would have to eat 30 ounces of...
That's 2 pounds.
Broccoli. That's a lot of broccoli.
That's two pounds-ish. Yeah,
2 pounds of broccoli.
That's a lot.
And guess what? That's only 250 calories. So then I would get most of my calories in that scenario if I did... to get 50 grams of protein from brown rice, from what they said, you would have to get roughly 40 cups rice. And that would then equal 495 carbs, 20 grams of fat, 50 grams of protein. So if I just ate what they said to get enough protein, not only is it outlandish, I mean, let's think about what is 40 cups.
That's at least like 3 of those boxes.
Yeah, I mean, it's
at least
that's crazy amounts of. I'm gonna have to make 40 cups of.
You're gonna need a couple pans,
right? That's insane. Then I would get. You're looking at 20 already. You're eating just to get that much protein in rice. You're eating 20, almost 2,400 calories, 2,380 calories just from that. So already with the rice to get the protein, you go above, and then you add another 250 from the broccoli that you got 30 from. So in order to get the 80 grams of protein that they're talking about, you have to automatically from the foods that they're talking about, you have to automatically eat 2,580 calories. So the fact that they had 2,000 calories equals you can get 80 protein from this stuff. And they thought that was even a graphic that they should put up is just asinine to me.
The rice comes out to 2.5 gallons of rice. So if you want to like think about it a little bit more, like with, Anderson Ericsson ice cream, like buckets.
Oh, those are 1 gallon.
Yeah.
Oh.
2.5 of those.
Oh.
That's a lot of rice. That's
a lot of rice today.
I don't even know if you could eat half of one.
That's insane.
8 cups. Because one gallon is 16 cups.
It's crazy.
That's a lot of rice.
I better double check my stats here. 19 servings at... Nope. I lied.
Yep.
I doubled it when I should have cut it.
20.
Half. 20 is... But 20, 20 servings.
20 cups.
No, half of it. One serving is...
10 cups?
10 cups, yeah.
So it's not... It's half gallon?
Yeah.
The carbs is what tipped me off. I was like...
Right. Right.
That's close to 500 carbs.
Even a half gallon of corn, they're still 500 calories off,
but it's not quite 2.5 gallons.
Right. Not yeah. yeah. Not as much. All those numbers were right except for the number of cups.
Yeah.
But you're getting
still outrageous.
But you're getting 500 grams of carbs from that, and you're getting another 40 grams.
Right.
I mean, that's like
that's 2 days worth
for a typical for a normal person. Yeah.
Normal.
Yeah, like, but Jordan. Jordan you over eats there, tiny. Jordan eats 400 grams. I eat about 400 grams on our off season.
Well, look at you guys, and look at me.
That's what I said. A typical guy. So yeah, so those. I mean, that was just grossly offensive that they would want to put that up there.
Wait, you get that many carbs? Why don't I get that many carbs?
It's not great, dude. You don't want it.
You can build that high.
Mm. Yeah, I'm pretty good here.
But you're also wanting to stay a little bit more lean right now,
right?
We're on our way up. Well,
fatty diet.
All the way up.
All the way up. Nothing can stop me. Yeah, so those were a couple things. What did you guys see that was just awful wrong?
I think
his haircut.
You know, yes, that.
No, the tucking it in the hat so he looks professional. What the fuck was he doing?
He was what?
Every single time he would talk to somebody, he would tuck his, he had long hair, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
He tucked it into his head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't think
straggles were hanging out.
He went into that, so where that guy kicked him out of the interview.
Yeah.
He went in there with sweatpants on.
Right, yeah. It's just, that's just rude.
Yeah, I mean, really, I talked about the eggs a little bit. The stats you were saying, and seriously, just that guy. I'm telling you, I just wanted to punch him in the face so bad. I think the thing that bothered me the most, though, and this wasn't even a stat or anything, but it was just a common sense thing, is when he called the associations and were like, and it's how he said,
oh, God, yeah.
Why isn't this on your website when it obviously, it's like, okay, you got connected with the receptionist at one of these places, like,
right.
And you're asking her some of
the scientific questions, yeah.
Like, stop it, dude, come on, man, like,
if
they don't know, well, no shit. She has an administrative office degree from DMAC.
Or whoever it is, they go, I'll connect
you. Which is perfectly fine.
I'll connect you with somebody that does know. And then we never heard what those people said.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He got connected. Somebody did answer him. They were probably like, you dumb motherfucker. None of the everything you just said is true. And he's like, well, I can't show that part on TV.
And so the background for this, if you haven't watched it, don't. but the background information from this clip is that he would go on these websites for these organizations that are, you know, raise awareness for diabetes or whatever the case may be. Susan
G. Komen.
G. Komen, you know, a lot of these different things. And he would call their office, get the receptionist and ask him a advanced question.
The first person they
would
picked
look,
up
he
the
would
phone.
Look online, right? And so his thing was meat causes diabetes. So he would then look on American
Diabetes Association. Yeah.
He would look at their website and they had healthy recipes. And those healthy recipes had meat in them. And so he would call the
just baffled was yeah. he. Just baffled.
He was like, wait a minute. if this causes it, why would the organization have meat on it? Well, because if you eat enough calories, they're smarter than you, is what the answer should have been. If you equal the calories in any of these studies, they all show that anything, you know, and anyway, before I get on another tangent there, he would call him and just be like flabbergasted that the receptionist didn't know the answer
stupid
to this.
Look on his stupid why
is this,
face.
Why is this not on the, and why is this not on your website? And the lady would be like, I'm surprised. That
I'm
she
actually
just didn't
surprised
say,
that he had the internet. Like, I'm surprised he wasn't like,
I'm I would bet that she would be like, you know who you're talking to, right? Like, exactly. You're not that dumb,
like,
are you?
What are you talking about? Like,
yeah, I can, that's like, if you want to make an appointment, calling... I can put you in my calendar. Yeah. I can put you in the calendar right. For somebody, you know, that's what I do. I'm answering the phones here.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And so then, but then he got, was it the Diabetes Association? I think he got to a higher up guy,
mm-hmm.
And he was talking to him and he just like ripped out the study and this notes. And that was kind of like what we were talking about before, is he wrote down all these notes and he was like attacking this guy that, well, why this says that
in
being
1967,
a vegan,
there was a study in Europe.
Right,
yeah.
That
right,
this
exactly.
says that if you were a vegan and you don't eat meat, you're healthier and you have less, you can actually cure diabetes. And what the guy should have said is, you're an idiot. By eating less, taking meat out of their diet, they were eating less calories, losing body fat, thus healing in their body.
I didn't
body
necessarily so like know. How that guy went about it, though. Because he's I can tell you what an unhealthy diet is, but I can't tell you what a healthy diet is.
But that's true.
Agreed.
And he's not a dietitian.
Right.
This
yeah.
guy's
it's
an executive.
Out of his scope of practice. Yeah. But that's the thing is, you can't tell some random person what a healthy diet is for even 10 people, because
like,
it's different
what?
For
right.
everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You got so about 3 hours so I can explain this to
right.
you.
Right. And that's the thing is, it's like, this guy could not, you can't just sit there and do that. And that, if you bring that study up, that's why I would have said, look, they cut calories, so they got in a deficit, they lost body fat. Losing body fat's the cause of, or body fat and metabolic disease is the cause of diabetes, not eating meat.
Not
eating meat. Not that study that's in your hand. And you telling me this insults my intelligence, and I'm kicking you out now. Like, he just went, the guy just went to you're insulting my intelligence. I don't want to waste my time talking about this shit to you. Bye.
Yeah.
Like that was what the guy's attitude was. But I would have just sat there and schooled them on camera. But then they would have cut it out of the film anyway. Oh, so, yeah. But then the guy goes back to his car and he's like, he was fine talking about what all this other stuff until we brought up meat and how meat causes and how I had this study. He was like, yeah, you were an idiot. When you turn into the idiot, he stopped talking to you. When you were some random guy asking him questions, he was okay with it. Let's see. Anything else we got? Damn, we've been talking for an hour.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some feels about this, folks.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So, yeah, we better get into some segments here if we want to get a quick segment. I have a ton of notes for segments, too, which is awesome. Let's get into
Monday memories.
Let's do it.
Jordan,
what do you
got? Yeah, nothing.
Good. Okay.
Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies. Okay. Oh,
dude, yeah.
Who fucks with Beanie Babies?
Yeah. So
Pierce
saw...
just got a. They're like back.
What?
Yes. Pierce,
yeah. They're like super cheap though. I think.
I saw on Facebook there was this one post and it was, or maybe it was Twitter. I don't remember. This divorced couple. They were divorcing. So in court they were splitting their Beanie Babies in like late 90s. You know, because they were going to be worth so much money,
right?
So my mom had tons of them, and I'm like, "What are you doing with those?" And then she'd like stack them, you know, around the living room and stuff like that. But yeah, I saw that post, so that was my Monday memory.
Awesome. My Monday memory was the Oregon Trail.
Oh God!
Remember that shit?
You died of dysentery.
Yeah, and that's what like somebody was talking about, like the people that got out to the West Coast, like how in real life they were like badasses. I was like, fuck yeah, they were. You ever played the Oregon Trail?
Right?
Yeah, you die after like a day, no matter what.
Yeah,
but
the I played other that reason... while all my classmates went to band, and I was never in band, and I was like, nice. Yep. I'm playing Oregon Trail. Get out of the classroom.
That's awesome.
Sorry.
But yeah, so the other reason that I was thinking about it too, that it came up, so it came up twice before in my week, before I took a note. But the other reason was like mining for Bitcoin right now, or like all that kind of stuff. You know what
Knock
I picture?
It off. Knock
you know what
it
I picture when
off.
You when you have like when people
Knock
say that shit? Is I picture like the old school hackers and shit that all you see is like the screen, like the Oregon Trail print.
Like the DOS.
Right.
The DOS screen.
Yeah. And then you just see the coding.
Nationwide
shit.
Still uses that.
No
DOS shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like that's what I think of when I think of like people. Now, I mean, people are investing in this shit and it's crazy. It's up to like 16,000.
There's a finite number of them.
I don't. Right. But that's the funny thing is there's a finite number, but there's no fraction.
Right.
So you can have one 100 millionth.
We're not getting
of low. Of a. And that's why they're going to be. That's why they're going to be so expensive. That's why they're going to be worth so much.
Yeah.
Is because you
it's all
you can
believe.
Pay. Oh, it is. That's the thing is like
so
you can pay for one millionth.
I don't understand where this all his money's going. Like where is that? So
they
say
have
you invest.
Certain,
no, so it's been around for a while, right?
Like
so,
since 15,
the thing that makes it
physical location
from what I've heard, the thing that makes it cool, like the thing that makes it legit is the docket sheet, right? So everybody has this sheet online, obviously, that tells you where the bitcoins are, right? So if somebody
I care about where my real fucking money is,
right?
That's the
that's
only
the thing
I care about.
So, dude, so this was made for the black market.
Don't
though.
Even get me started.
See,
on
the real
this.
Money
what
is right.
Real money.
Real money
it was not
is...
made for the black market. That was a smear campaign.
Oh,
Bitcoin
dear
was
Jesus.
No, dude. It wasn't.
It was originally
it was
traded on
these,
the black market, though.
No, but it was made by all these like crazy smart,
right.
Libertarian
hackers people.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Not hacker people, millionaires.
They have to be hacker people.
No, like millionaires, tech geniuses.
Right.
In California,
those people
they
are hackers.
This, but they started this in like 90s. Like
right.
But they're not hackers. They're not like what you would conventionally think of as a hacker. Think of like
what do you think of
Uber.
As a hacker?
Think of like the guy that started Uber.
Right.
That's the type of person that's doing this.
Right. But they're hackers.
I think of a hacker.
They're in
as
a
like
hacker
some
black
pimply,
like
long haired loser jerking off at his.
Oh
closet.
No! I don't. I guess I don't think of a hacker like that.
We're in a closet.
I think of as a hacker.
BP Dubs. I got semi long hair.
But I understand these people are geniuses. But the reason that they made it,
okay, we have a
and,
different
and
definition
could,
of hacker. I understand.
You could originally. I think of the old hack, the 80s hacker movie,
yeah.
where they're like,
yeah.
they're like, legitimately super intelligent, or I'm the new MacGyver, where that chick is the hacker and she's just like a super intelligent. But
it's
government
like what
worker.
You said. It's the check system, right? There's like unhideable or whatever. What you
I don't
call
the thing that I don't understand. Yeah, so the thing that so everybody has their eyes on who has the money. So if it disappears, everybody knows
it
disappears.
It back to exactly who it was.
Right, and so the thing that I don't understand is how these people mined for it for free back when it first started. And then you could fucking hack and get it.
Where is this stuff coming from?
They
like, how is
they,
there
they
more?
They had to mine for it.
Where?
On the internet. Like,
what is it?
It's like that's it's on
they're
the internet.
They're essentially going
it's,
in back like back doors on people's computers that have it to take it, right? Is that what the
no.
That, no, what does the mining mean?
Mining means that people coded. So someone
we're not getting into this. This
right,
isn't
right,
going to be
yeah.
a 10, 20
yeah.
minute segment.
No, yeah, but so anyway, so this so if you would pay like those genius guys needed people to fucking sit down and code all day. So if you what they called mining, if you worked for these guys, I assume is what it was, they would pay you in this cryptocurrency. And these guys
but Bitcoin
were like,
is a kind of crypto. It's not the only kind.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
It's a yeah, there was a bunch of other ones that I don't think worked as well. There may be some that aren't that are kind
there's
of
there's a documentary on it on Netflix.
You yeah, I watched
watch
it.
I started it. I'm like, I can't. It's dorky. I can't.
It's super good.
It's
you
good.
Watch it.
No, but so.
Don't tell me that's what we're doing next week.
Yep. Homework. No, but yeah, so then like.
Somehow.
So that's the thing is these people like coded for it, but then it got traded on the black market like a bunch because of all these hackers. So like somebody, if somebody had it and they wanted something off drugs or something off the black market, they could.
They could use
pay.
It for the black market, but that's the
right.
same as money. The
oh, yeah.
misconception
well,
was
yeah,
that they
oh,
were
shit.
Using everybody was using it for that Silk Road website. But
oh,
what the
that,
real thing
that
was that's the drug website they're buying from.
Oh,
but okay. like what the real thing was like a small amount was. And then so what's
right.
interesting is the guys that were using it. We should stop. Shane's right.
Okay. Yep.
you're welcome.
But yeah, so Oregon Trail because I think of the '80s hackers with the, that.
Nerds.
I'm kind of excited that I actually know what the Oregon Trail is. Normally, when you guys bring up
Monday
memories, I'm too young for it.
Let's end the day with some food for thought. What do we got?
I had two, but I forgot one. So go ahead.
If you ever make bets with your friends, do it in soda and not money.
Yes.
And you feel better when you lose.
If you
right.
seriously thought I would bet against my Niners.
Of course I didn't, but Alex started to think so.
There's no way! I'm like,
if you're loud enough, you can convince people of anything.
Right. And I was right on the weather.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. For those
what was your guys'
anybody,
bet?
The weather,
the
remember?
I don't remember
December
that.
December the 3rd,
December
it was going to be
if it was,
50 degrees,
yeah.
and I said,
oh,
no way,
right.
it'll be way colder, probably snowing. Boy, howdy, was I wrong.
Yep. Way wrong. We weren't on that day.
Yeah.
At that time.
What day?
December 3rd.
Don't remember
I
that.
Was right. That's awesome. Yes. Soda bets are the way to go. I had just something that really pissed me off. And it happened. I mean, this could be a segment. We do some kind of road rage segment.
all day.
Actually, I kind of like that. So there is a person that's ahead of me in the right lane and I need to turn right and literally 2 inches. I can't go by him because it's 2 inches and I could go right on red. 2 inches. I could get between him and the curb and there's nobody in front of him. So he could pull up. He's like stopped. 10 feet is an exaggeration of what is actually probably 4 foot.
Very much
from,
in that moment, it felt
right,
like
it felt be. Like 10 foot.
Was it right here?
No, it was over on 60th. But the dude's got a 70.3 sticker on the back of his car, like he's ran the ultra
Iron
marathon,
Man, Iron Man or whatever,
the super Man? Marathon, and he couldn't move 3 feet. He's ran 70 miles, and he couldn't move 3 fucking feet for me to slip by and go right on red?
Did you give him a little beep?
Here's what the worst part of that is. I almost guarantee that guy saw you. And then yes! In his mind, he was like, that's too close to me. I'm not moving up.
Yep. Right. Exactly. So. And I just wanted by. I was trying to squeeze by, and it just, oh. So that is my road rage segment, which my food for thought was that we should add a new segment called Road Rage.
We've tried to do new segments in the past, and then we did them like that week, and we never revisited.
But I think every segment we didn't revisit was a good one not to revisit.
Yeah, that's probably
true. So because we still have Monday memories.
Monday memories we have. Food for thought, which is always a good way to wrap up the episode.
Yeah, so that was my food for thought. Let's add a Road Rage segment.
All right, my food for thought. Gonna drop a bomb here.
Bombs over Baghdad.
Right. Got offered a job in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Ooh.
And I took it.
Are you serious?
Did you really?
I did.
Holy shit.
Congratulations.
So mid-February, I'll be moving down there.
Dude, damn. Congratulations, man.
So.
That's awesome.
Is that why you were visiting that one time?
Kind of, sort of. So, have a couple friends who moved down there. I don't know. I've just been looking for a change recently.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of people live down in Arizona.
Dude, it's going to be a good time.
From my high school, for some reason.
Well, come on down, brother.
State. Like, a bunch of people went down there. And then...
So, we have to figure out how to do this.
That's true. We need a remote. We need to...
Right.
Be able to get on a remote call.
And I feel like good segments out of it. You know, finding a new gym.
There we go.
Other things we could come up with. That was the main thing.
Why gym is worse than Crave?
Yeah, probably not the weather in the winter. You'll just make us mad.
Right. Yeah. I'll do a weather forecast every week.
I like it. That. Congratulations, man. Thanks, that's brother. Awesome.
Yeah.
What is the job?
Basically, it's an underwriting position. Mm-hmm. So right now I do agribusiness type stuff. So implement dealers and... I don't know, agribusiness stuff. Yeah. So this is moving to standard commercial, so insuring like buildings like this, like this strip mall and stuff like that. So but over there instead of in Des Moines.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That'll be by far the farthest move you've ever made.
Oh yeah. Right? I haven't lived further than Iowa City away from home. The furthest I've ever been from home is 3 hours.
How far of a drive is it if you drive?
21. So I have to drive my car down there. Oh. Road trip.
Everything packed in there.
That's awesome.
Right.
So, I was going to say, yeah. Well, it's a... I gotta say this, and it won't happen because this Amber's brother moved down to Arizona, and we're like, yes, perfect. We can just go vacation out in Arizona. That still hasn't happened.
Yeah.
That was like 4 years ago.
Yeah. But no, I visited. It's a good time, apparently. You drive 2 hours north and you can snowboard in the winter. You drive 2 hours south, you can go to the ocean. Wait,
okay, so I don't know where that is relative to Arizona. How close are you to New Mexico?
I think it's 2 hours east of New Mexico.
Nice. My
there's a lot of fun stuff. Sorry,
geography.
West.
Awful.
Whatever. It's, I don't know. You're west of New Mexico.
Yes.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of fun stuff to do in, like, New Mexico.
So, my brother lives in San Diego, 4.5 hours away.
Oh, that's nothing.
Right?
That's sweet. Your brother does?
Yeah, my older brother does.
How many siblings do you have?
Just two. Older and wild one. Wild one gets LASIK surgery on Saturday.
Ooh. Yeah. Big move. I want to do that sometime.
Apparently, my eyes are the perfect setting to not ever get it, is what my hot eye doctor told me. So, I'm going to listen to her. Because then that just means I get to keep going. Well, moving anyway. So it doesn't matter.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast, The Gym Closet, reporting from The Gym Closet.
So that's why I unlocked, and you can follow me now, just browse.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's why you unlocked. That's going back to that. I liked it. So you can follow him at Shane Segebarth, or... You can go over to @Jordan.Hildreth, follow him, and then stop on over to @CraveGym or @TRCraveStrong, Crave with a K, and do three things for us. Like is not one of them. Now everybody's going to look, where the hell's the like button? You can like us, I guess, if you want to. Should we start an Instagram page?
Yeah.
Okay, deal. Yes. That was a quick. You have to run. I'm not running anymore.
All right, that's fine. I spend too much time on Instagram anyway.
He does.
No way.
Yes, dude. No, seriously. It might be a problem.
That's awesome.
He can't like pictures on that account, though, because then we'll get locked out.
That's true. We can't get locked out of that account.
He's going to lock himself out and then go to the gym closet one.
Have to. Right? Have to.
And then the pictures. He's going to create a third one. Right? Like the _ gym closet.
That's awesome. How many ghost accounts do you actually have, Jordan?
14, dude.
No. How many followers do you have?
Huh?
How many followers do you have?
On all of them together?
No, just on your Instagram.
Oh, on mine? Just shy of 1,600.
So you actually have just shy of 1,600 different accounts.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling us?
Yep, yes, yes.
Every one of them follows you.
Those are the only people that will follow me.
Yes, I love it. But please do three things for us. Rate, review, and...
Subscribe.
There.
Boom!
Got it! And share with your friends. Do four things for us. Share with your friends. Spread this information today. Hope you got a lot of good information about, kind of just watch about what this you trust. And hopefully, if you have any other, any other documentaries or anything that you want us to watch, we will suffer through anything. So we're not getting paid anything, and so we might as well just suffer through the worst of it. Drop a line in any of our social media if you have any episodes that you want to see, or if anything that you want us to review fitness wise.
Yeah, topics, cool, whatever,
sweet, or anything fun to say.
Yeah, questions. Ask us questions. We'll make fun of Shane again about not tying his shoes.
I don't feel like that was making fun. Like I don't do
I legitimately don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I do tie my dress shoes.
And actually, when he had a sprained ankle, he wasn't wearing shoes. So
yeah. So, fuck y'all.
On that note, we'll see you guys later.
Peace.